Jorma Vuoksenmaa, we just got the news that Sean Dyche will be the new manager for Everton. What's your initial reaction to that?
Initial reaction was to have a look on spot market and find the top prices and get the money on. And I backed Everton against Arsenal next weekend, a small amount of money, 10 times money to win, but the biggest part of my investment was on Asian handicaps, plus one goal and three quarters, and plus one goal and quarter ball, as we say in Asia. And so that was my first reaction. And nowadays, one has to act fast and find the value with a helpful method like spot market. But I guess you meant more in journalistic sense, and what I think about that, as you can guess from my reaction, is that that was pretty meaningful and important piece of information, because Everton is not that bad team as we have shown during the season. Partly they have been unlucky in those expected goals and other metrics. Secondly, as you know, when in human life, any path of life, when things start turning sour, we human beings lose self-confidence and we might get arguing inside of a team and blah blah blah. And I mean, I'm not talking in hindsight. I have been all these years already with his Chelsea times and everything, but I have been critical towards Lampard. And the funny thing is that this morning I already considered betting Everton without that very useful manager change. Now, as you get, I get so kind of turned on about what happened. But as you know, I'm not always getting that enthusiastic about managerial changes. Occasionally, they sack good managers just because teams have been unlucky or that the expectations have been unrealistic. But now this is not the case with Everton's case. They are a team with a decent budget, and they have the potential. And now it's not only that to change the manager. Here we have a positive change. A minus manager, Lampard, is changed towards a clear plus manager. I mean, Sean Dyche, he's a kind of no-nonsense man, kind of, you know, hard British character who can go to a frozen weather with, you know, just shirt on. And so I really like him. And he's exactly what doctor ordered to Everton. I got now evens with plus one and quarter ball on Everton Asian handicap. And when we are screening which the market is betting, everybody else is kind of seemingly agreeing with me on Everton. So the price might go down, and it will. And of course, Arsenal is pretty good, nice passing team nowadays. So it's a coin flip with goal and a half quarter handicap. Everton might well lose this one, but that might mean that they are even better value next week because people lose that enthusiasm of a managerial change. And what actually happens behind the scenes is that Dyche and Everton are training together. We are learning about the first game and so on. So, okay, now I have been talking 3 minutes of that, but it shows how important I think the managerial change is, and it's a prime example of the situation where a team which is down in the league table can actually be a mid-division team.
Yeah, and so you're looking forward to, as long as the price is right, to bet on Everton. How high can they get, or if not in the table, in your power rankings, how good will they be?
Definitely slightly over 50 power rating. Now,
in the table, that's roughly...
About the same, I mean...
Mid-table?
Yeah, over mid-table. To have over 50% pace onwards from now, we might not reach 50% final rating or placing because we are so low now.
Simply put, it would be a lower mid-table team.
Yes, and here is something very important. We describe those windrow power ratings with in ESPC methodology that we can't win as one and draw as a half. So we get teams scaled around 50%. So when I say that Everton is over 0.5 team in our, or over 50 team in our power ratings, that means that, you know, their rating in that sense that draw is half and win is win one is over 50. We are better than average team, and because we might have bad reputation and people don't react enough to Shin Dice, especially if the start is not that great, as I guess it would be, they might even offer better value if they start a bit tardy with Dice.
All right. Then how about the lower table, lower half of the table? You've told us many times about your theory about how to make money out of the lower half table during the spring in the Football Premier League. Would you once again tell me what's that?
They actually,
about?
You know, I got so fired or full of energy about that 1 hour old news from Everton and Shin Dice. But actually, that fits very well in my general theory of Premier League. I compare it to the pot of lottery balls. They are exactly as probable when the pot is shaken. But still, one of the ball have to go out of the lottery anyway.
And one needs to be the last.
Yes, and one have to be the last. And when you are shaking them up, somebody's on the bottom and somebody's on the top. And what I mean is that barring probably Bournemouth and possibly Nottingham Forest, those 10 last teams are pretty equal on their skill level. There is not big difference between, say, West Ham United and Crystal Palace or Wolverhampton and somebody up there at the moment, Leeds or whoever. And now the betting public or fans or media and that kind of, you know, correlated ecosystem feeding those three elites or limps each other. You know, we talk about crises and winning runs and losing runs. Those runs might be 3 or 2 matches long. So the market gives the value and the odds estimates pretty much according to the last few results. And we don't want to dig deeper, and actually media almost wants to give fuel to those burning theories of that somebody is in crisis or better, or somebody has turned their tables and like that. And most cases they're just narratives which are written afterwards in order to get a good selling newspaper story. Or fans who have their emotional levels so loyal and hot and burning on their teams that even if they wanted to stay calm and objective, they make those miscalculations. Now in betting, we can explode those mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
So what means that the more we are talking about the crisis and sack the manager and how they stink and blah blah blah, the more we should be prepared to bet exactly those teams.
Mm-hmm.
Or like with that lottery ball theory, Fulham. When the season started, we could not be that certain that Fulham would be that much better than Bournemouth or especially Nottingham Forest. And now, when they have run so well, I say irritatingly run, because they have been pretty lucky when you have a look on like
expected goals
and those, even some other indicators like passes in the attacking third and all meaningful statistics. We are not that good. I like Fulham. We have a nice stadium in a beautiful place at the Thames River, and I like Fulham, but we must be objective. So Fulham, I don't say Mike, Fulham definitely is a team to go against, team to lay, and I would dare to place a decent bet of points gained from now on. We screen this on Monday the 13th of January, and I'm ready to bet up to say 10,000 euros with people with good credit ratings that Everton will gain more points. And there are some other bet and lay teams, but to put it short, one should not react to the last few games, nor the news. I stress the fact that if instead of seeing Dice, it would be untactful to give some names, but if they're the kind of, you know, a manager who have good reputation and bad performance, we should count that as a minus. But now this happens to be a change from a minus manager to a plus manager.
So you're looking forward to lay Fulham, depending on the public reaction to Everton, bet Everton. We expect a reaction that would be mild enough for leave the edge to
exactly.
us to bet.
You got it. It's very kind of clever comment, because the market is such an animal that it's really hard to guess how that animal will react to certain, you know, stimulations. Occasionally, the market doesn't care about very meaningful information or new vectors, new shocks of information to the probability fields. And in other cases, the market can get really wild of a very same piece of information. Quite often, the very first results dictate of reaction. But we should always kind of, you know, have some kind of, you know, limits of what kind of prices offer value. Actually, we could do like what we put into the spot market, some kind of limit orders, that we are ready to say bet West Ham United next week, I took it as a hypothetical example. I generally like betting West Ham because they are underestimated. But we might be certain that we get that value with a bet by giving the limit price into the spot market and changing the time. You know, in spot market, you can have it between 5 seconds to 3 days. Mm. How long is your standing order valid, right? So you don't need to guess of the market reactions if you put those limit orders. Actually, now we get slightly off topic, but with a bit less fluent markets than Premier League, you could actually act like a market maker, have limit orders on Asian handicap minus half a goal both sides, and just say thank you in all the bets you take because you have 2-4% margin. And as you know, that is the realistic margin even a world-class sports bettor can expect to get.
All right. Possibly bet Everton, bet West Ham, lay Fulham. Maybe we conclude with one more team to lay.
Probably Crystal Palace. We have been solid. We have many years we have been better than I have expected. But now we have pretty much points and pretty kind of mediocre those X goals and those things. I mean, we have it's such a theory which is so robust and solid that like we could name Wolves, Southampton, Leeds. They might be improving.
Mm.
And I, as I already mentioned, we all have sympathy for those small teams, but I mean, the resources and the player material for Nottingham Forest and Bournemouth is so limited. So I guess they would be struggling. And then the general public, you know, we don't think in terms of digging deeper to the player attributes or having a look on the player salaries or very high level player data which is available for FIFA diodes. People just, you know, look on the league table.
Mm.
So so if West Ham is a decent mid-table team who is now low in the table, it might be the case that Nottingham and Bournemouth lack class to be in the mid-table, but they are kind of genuine relegation candidates.
Thank you, Jorma.
Thank you, Henrik.
Remember to follow us, follow the podcast, follow the videos, check out the website of European Sports Betting Consultants. It's esbc.com. There will be plenty of...
ESBCFI.
I think
we are proud Finns.
It might work with the com as well. But you go and try out. there'll be plenty of blog posts, analysis, tips regarding football, Premier League, and many other sports and series. So go there and we'll...
Let's swim together and at least enjoy that great hobby and culture, sports betting, together.
We'll do that. Thank you and goodbye.
Thank you, bye.